Welcome to Your Expansive Self Podcast. I'm your host, Tasha Kretel. I'm a self-healing and energetics coach, breathwork and meditation teacher, passionate student of life, and true seeker. I fully believe that everything is interconnected in our world and that it's time that we talk about the deeper truths of it. My goal is to share with you all that I know within the science and the spiritual of relationships, sex, business, healing, health, and wealth, to help you understand the how and to guide you into becoming free from condition and living in your truth. We have conversation with heart leaders, solo episodes, no BS, no filters, sharing from my heart to yours with integrity, love, and wisdom. Thank you so much for pressing play today. I'm so honored and excited to have you here with me. So let's get started. Hello, my beauties, and welcome back to the podcast. Can you hear the amazing quality behind my new intro and my recording right now? I just got a new podcast recording set and I'm super, super, super excited. Sorry for my yelling. But I think it was time. I needed to get a little bit of inspiration again in terms of recording podcasts. And I was like, you know what? I really do want better quality. And I think you guys fucking deserve it. And if you didn't know, the way that I started my podcast is using GarageBand. I still use GarageBand. And I was only using my iPhone headphones, like my little earbud thingies. That's how I was recording all my podcasts. Like, that's pretty good because honestly, that's like over 30 conversations and episodes that are pretty decent quality of sound. So I have to say, like, good job, Apple, because that was pretty decent. But I was like, you know what? It's time that we upgrade a little bit. So I got this one now. So if you haven't heard of since my last podcast, I am back in Montreal, back in my space, back in my flow. I'm kidding. I was never really out of flow, to be honest. But I have been extremely busy and it's been so good because there's been so many different opportunities showing up my way. And I've just been like, okay, let's do this. And, you know, this is also something I want to talk about today. Actually, I think it might just even be my main subject of today's podcast. You know, choosing not to conform in a way that serves the planet and yourself, and choosing to continuously choose to rise above and not let fear get in the way of what you want to do for yourself, but also specifically and most importantly for others, you know, because that's the thing is that when it comes to work, whether you're a janitor or an artist or a coach, your work is to serve people, is to give back. And it's super, super, super easy to either be in the victim mode behind it or to be in fear and to kind of let it control us, especially with what's happening right now. So I literally have the best story to share with you guys because I just had to face a big moment at this point in time where I literally had to look at every intention behind my work, why I'm here, why I'm doing what I'm doing, and am I going to choose love or am I going to choose fear? And it can be kind of hard to apply those to what I call, or what we call, a lot of people call it, the matrix and the 3D and the physical reality. And this is really what I want to talk about today, because I really believe it's going to serve you in multiple ways. And at the same time, there's little stories the in between that one big story that maybe can help you in your own healing journey somewhere, somehow. So before we get started, I actually want to give a shout out to three companies based out of Montreal that I'm just in awe of, because two of them, they have really been supporting me in my work and my retreat, which is what we're talking about today. And another company that I'm just admiring in terms of how much they've grown from a place, literally, it's my hometown. So first of all, shout out to Volish, who is a juice bar who also sells foods out of Tao. So Tao Organic Stores, there's, you know, one in Laval, Boisbriand, Montreal. And I'm just so grateful for them for always supporting me and my journey into just, you know, being healthy and loving my body and reciprocating that love to other people around me. Also want to shout out to Om Wellness Store in Pointe Claire Village, who has been so kind into giving us gifts for the girls who have attended the retreat. And last but not least, considering I'm just, like I said, blown away by their expansion and success, and I'm actually going to see them tomorrow to check out their facilities and spend time with them and just chat. Hopefully I can get them on the podcast. We're trying to plan something, and it is Midday Square. I'm sure you guys have heard about who they are. They're amazing midday power bars that are fucking delicious, just out of this world. And they just came out with a new flavor, peanut butter. Unbelievable. So I'm really excited for them. I'm excited to spend time with them, chit-chat with them, and to hear their insights about how to grow a business consciously. So let's start with the story, shall we? The whole point of this episode today, as you just heard in my little shout out, I spoke about a retreat. So if you follow me on Instagram, you would know that I started launching a retreat within 3 days. I got the idea, I got the place, I put up the whole website page with, you know, the details of it, the schedule was done, everything was figured out. And within 3 days, it was insanely in flow and in alignment. And just like, I just knew when I know something like that, for me, it's really easy to kind of power through and put it together and launch it, because I know it's coming from a space of within me and my heart, and it's my calling. So I always follow that. And this was before I came back to Montreal. So I was still in California. And within 24 hours of my launch, it was sold out. My first retreat. I was just like, what? I was mind blown. So I was super excited. It was just gonna be, I just knew what was coming. I could feel it energetically. I was like, fuck yes, this is gonna be awesome. And next thing you know, I get a message that Montreal is going under lockdown number 2. And I'm like, fuck. This is a joke. This has to be a joke, right? So I'm like telling all the girls, I'm like, listen, I'm gonna like, just give me some time to think about it. I just need to recalibrate my energy. And funny enough, the retreat was called Recalibration. And I just wanted to take I didn't want to be impulsive, because I know that impulse is usually out of fear. So I'm like, okay, let me just breathe into it, ask for guidance, tune in, see what I can figure out, and let's just see how we can go about things. So I really took my time to think about, you know, the situation, what's happening in the world, putting people at risk, like how bad is it actually, like in reality versus like what we hear on the news, because whether you like it or not, you know, the news is literally made to put us in fear. So I was just taking my time to like come back to my center and like, you know, make a decision that would be out of love no matter what it is. And funny enough, you know, I was asking for signs and I was like, please guide me. Like, I just want to make sure. It's not even about the money. Like, it has nothing to do with the money. I can cancel the place. That is no problem for me. But I mean, one of the best quotes I've ever heard from my friend Mick that I have interviewed on this podcast, and I actually just went to his studio last week and recorded a podcast there, is that a couple of years ago he told me, Tash, the universe would never play reverse psychology with you. And that just kept coming up in my head. And I was like, damn, like, really? Like, it wouldn't? Are you sure? And so I kept asking for signs. And all of a sudden, my mom is like, you know what? Let's watch this documentary. It's called The Glorias. So it's with Gloria Steinem. And basically, first of all, I was completely mindfucked that I've never even heard of this woman. Like, I don't know why we don't teach this stuff in school, because she was such a big part of the women's rights movement. And so watching this movie, I'm just like, man, look at her go. Like, she didn't conform to anything. Like, she did what she had to do in order to start creating change in the world, especially for women. For us, whether she's in the States or not, it doesn't matter. You know, it's really taking the lead in a space that is intentional and heart-based, and that will actually create change. So she just inspired the hell out of me. And I was like, well, she's not conforming and she got change. And honestly, most of the time, you gotta do that. There's no way around it to actually create change and it just being like, not saying not fluid or fluid or whatever, but you're gonna have to quote unquote break some rules. So I'm looking into like the legality of it. I'm like, is it really illegal if I have it? And no, it wasn't, because apparently you're allowed to have a private corporate event up to 25 people. Airbnb is maximizing out to 16 people for renting out places. So I'm like, okay, so first of all, I'm not being illegal. Then I'm like, I want to be responsible because I want to make sure, again, responsible out of love, not responsible out of fear. I want to make sure that everybody feels safe and comfortable because I don't want to get there. And then, you know, there's one or two or four people that are just like, oh my God, don't touch me. Don't do that. Don't do this. Don't do that. So I'm like, you know what? This is what we're going to do. This is the game plan. I was like, getting my pen and paper and telling my mom to like confirm it in my own self and to her and to everybody around me. I'm like, you know what, guys? Let's hop on a Zoom call tonight. Everybody show up. Let's talk about this. So we get on the Zoom call and I tell them, listen, I really think we still need to put this up and to keep this going. It's not illegal to have it. And we also want to be careful with the whole COVID situation, even though I low-key don't really believe in it. I'm sorry, not sorry to say this. But I am not going to get in that conversation of that. But I just want to make sure that I'm being responsible for everybody around me and, you know, individuals. And especially because I'm hosting this thing, it's really important for me to be in that space. So everybody's going to get tested before they come for the retreat and the week of, and for the rest of the time that they are coming up, they have to self-isolate so that we can guarantee that, you know, nobody's showing up with anything positive to the retreat. And if you feel any bit of discomfort from this space, please let me know and I will refund you right now, which I like, it'll be my pleasure. I really don't need that energy in that space. So in the end, I had to give like 3 refund backs because there was one girl who was trying to come in from Finland and obviously was not able to come in anymore. Then I had 2 girls from Toronto who chose not to come because the lockdown was also happening over there and it was kind of getting fishy for them. And I completely understand, like, you're driving like 5-6 hours to Montreal. It can feel a little, you know, uneasy. So, and the rest of the girls were like, I'm in, let's do this. Perfect. So now I'm like, wow, like this is amazing. Like, I'm so excited for this. And I kept asking and tuning in like as much as I could within like, you know, every couple of days. I'm like, okay, is this still the right choice? Yes. Okay, cool. Like, I'm going to keep this low key because I know it can trigger some people, even though we're doing everything responsibly. I know that it's very easy for people to kind of lash out and to, you know, give their opinions. And I was like, I really don't need that. Like, this is not for promotion. This is not for my Instagram. This is not for anybody but the girls who are showing up and that are choosing to come in and to get their healing. Honestly, it wasn't always easy. And I have to say that because I think, you know, some people may just assume, whether you follow me on Instagram or not and saw my stories leading up to that point in time, that you assumed it was like very easy, but it wasn't. It really wasn't that easy. It's not always easy to, okay, changing my words. It was challenging. It was easy and it can be easy, but it was challenging to be that conscious leader and to choose what is right in a way, in a space that is vibrating higher and that is completely out of the matrix way of going about things. So that was really interesting, especially like 2 days prior. I had one of my clients who wanted to join last minute and we're talking about it and I'm like, and she's kind of hesitant and I'm like, okay, look, do you want to talk about it? Do you want to try to figure out, you know, if it's your heart or your ego that like wants to come, kind of thing, and let's discover. So I ask her like, what's the worst thing that can happen? And she goes, what if they show up at the place and they all find us and they give us like a ticket? And I was like, wait, can they do that? Like, is that a thing? Like I know they're giving tickets out, but like, we're only going to be a certain amount of people, which is technically legal. And like, it should be fine. So I let that fear right in and I am like struggling for a couple of hours. Cause I'm just like, fuck, what am I doing? It's in 2 days. Like, am I doing the right thing? Like, this is ridiculous. What am I doing? What was I thinking about hosting my first fucking retreat ever in the middle of a pandemic during the second lockdown. Oh my God, I'm just like, this is just ridiculous. So, you know, thank God I have amazing friends that are so efficiently good at bringing me back into this plane and keeping me grounded and, you know, reminding me of truth and my heart and why I have been led to do what I do. And honestly, I don't regret it one fucking bit because it was insanely magical. So the girls came on Friday and we set everything up. On top of it, the place that I rented, guys, the place that I rented, it was the second listing I saw on Airbnb. And for me, like when I know, I know, like it's not an impulse. It's just like a knowing. It's just like this is it. Like not surprised, not reactive. Just like, yeah, this is it. This is what I'm doing. And it was the second listing. It was in this beautiful space. I thought it was just like a cottage, like a regular cottage with a lot of rooms. And I get there and it turns out it used to be a covent. And I'm like, but of course, this is what I rented for my first retreat, a covent that has been converted into a cottage that still has the energy of a covent. On top of it, it's been organized in a way that suits like yoga retreats. So there's yoga mats, there's yoga blocks, there's like the big blankets, there's like a speaker, even though one of my clients was already bringing her speaker because she's a DJ. And I was just like, this is ridiculous. Like, what is happening right now? So the girls show up, we're laughing, we're crying. Some of them I'm seeing for the first time, and I've been coaching for like 7-8 months, and I'm just hugging them and just like, welcome, you know. And they gave me their phones because I took all their phones away for the whole weekend, and we just had such an amazing time. We did breath work and meditation and visualization and yoga before bed and sound healing, and we woke up at 7 and we did it all over again, and then we did some insanely powerful tribal healing. Holy shit, I was so called to do that last minute, and I have no idea where it came from, but it was just like, do this, like you're doing this now. So I led them into that, which was a massive release and energetic shift for all of them. And honestly, it was just so powerful. I can't even tell you. And we did some eye gazing, and the girls really felt seen, supported, heard, held, and just so present. You know, like we weren't spending time looking at our phones or trying to escape or anything. We were just all immersed in a space, a safe and sacred space, completely out of the fear, the norm, the crap, and really allowing ourselves to do the work that we have to do in order to heal ourselves, which then creates a ripple effect into the world because we are now better humans and we are raising consciousness and we're sharing our vibrations that we've elevated all together, and we're creating that effect. And this is why we talk about, you know, okay, you want to be a big change in the world? Well, guess what? The first thing you have to do is actually do the inner work. Like you have to tune into yourself and clear the way and do what you got to do so that you can start rising above and being in a space where you can help others be in that space too, just by being you. You don't even have to do anything. So like, where do I go about this? Like, there's so much good to say about this. We had laughing, we had crying, we had breakthroughs, we had realizations. We went for a hike on top of a mountain and did meditation on a rock there with the sound of the wind and the breeze and the birds. And we were all together and eating amazing meals and holding hands and being grateful for what was right in front of us. And it was just literally magical, 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 magical. Everything was aligned. It was in flow. It was perfect. And I'm honestly, it's like I blinked. Like it's like I got there Friday. I was like so, you know, focused on giving, providing, creating that space that I blinked and then it was done. And I was like, oh shit, like I fucking missed it again. But this has been such a beautiful lesson for me to understand what's going on in the world and still choosing to commit to find a way to make it work so that I can provide my gift and my guidance in order to help people rise up, which again is what we need the most right now. We need community. We need support. We need the healing. We need the recalibration and the boosts in your heart and your immune system and your head and all of it. We need that. We need clarity. And I wouldn't have been able to provide that space if I just listened to everything that I heard from everybody else and chose to conform and chose to live in fear. I wouldn't have been able to create that shift for these women. They wouldn't have been able to come. They wouldn't have been able to create that shift for themselves, because I'm just kind of there holding that sacred space, right? Like they're doing the work. They're choosing. And it was so empowering to just watch them also, you know, step in my footsteps and also choosing not to be in fear. So this is what I want to ask you today. When it comes to your work, whether you are a cheerleader, a doctor, a real estate broker, an artist, a painter, a horseback rider, whatever your job is, whichever way you make your money, are you playing small? Are you staying in that little box that feels safe and that suits others? Are you waiting for permission? Are you waiting for somebody to give you the go? Or are you taking the time to tune in and to ask for that guidance and to connect to that deep inner wisdom that is always here for you, always? Because we waste so much time trying to build these conscious businesses and we're still listening to other people waiting for permission. We're waiting for permission. We take things so personally. We're always assuming these are such human things to do, right? And thinking even just about permission, like think about it. Think about this. Listen. Remember in elementary school when you were, I don't know, maybe like 4 or 5 and all of a sudden you had to pee and you're like, oh shit, I gotta ask for permission. Let me raise my hand so that I can excrete this bodily fluid that is natural of my system by asking this teacher if she can, you know, let me out and do this thing that is also, again, very natural. We have been taught to conform. We have been taught to not listen to what we want and what is best for us. We have been taught to continuously do what we are told to do because these people assume that is what is best. Is that going to suit everybody? I don't think so. I actually know so for sure. Definitely is not going to suit everyone. Living this type of life definitely triggers a lot of people. Just today, I got like a nasty message from like one of my parents' friends or something that follows me. And she's like, you know, what you're sharing is absurd. I can't even believe that you're sharing nonsense like this, blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to follow you. And I was like, okay, like, actually, I didn't even answer. I was like, man, it's okay. This is what I understand. You know, actually, that's the first thing that really came up to mind is like, I have compassion for you. Like, I understand it's scary to hear this stuff and to choose again and to think differently and to be out of the box and to not be part of the normal society we have been in, which, by the way, obviously hasn't exactly served us. And there's just a lot of those conversations right now, you know, of what to believe. This is really scary. There's a lot of anxiety around this. Like, what am I supposed to do? And at the end of the day, even this morning, somebody sent me a message on Instagram and was like, you know, it's really fucked up what's happening right now. Like, there's this whole video that's kind of going viral about the fact that, you know, they might like create like a debt-free escape if you take the vaccine or something, but like basically you would lose all your belongings, like all your house and like everything you have debt on you would lose but you would be debt-free. I don't even know if it's real or not. I have no idea. Am I surprised? Not really, because you know, once you see that type of truth that like there is a lot of shit that you don't know about in the physical realm and like behind doors, I mean, it's not really shocking when things come out like this again, because it's just like, well, yeah, well, here we go again, you know, and it doesn't mean like it's going to happen or not happen. But my point is that she had told me, she's like, it's really scary because, you know, I was even thinking about like buying property next year in 2021 and, you know, maybe buying a house. And, you know, if this whole thing comes out, like what, they're just going to take it from me. They're going to take what's mine. And the thing I told her was that, well, technically nothing's yours. Nothing is theirs either. And I think this is a really cool, an important lesson to have behind this transition. And it's also been quite a big part of my transition as well. You know, I have been on such a high for the last 2 months, and I still am. But I had a realization the last couple of days that felt pretty heavy. And it's just because I've been asked, and I have also asked, to be honest, to help me detach from things and situations, things that I just want to be free of the self. And to me, being free of the self means that, you know, I have love for my family, my friends, but I'm not like deeply attached, like toxically attached. A lot of people are toxically attached to their partners or their physical material belongings. And for me, it's at a point in time where like, I want to be okay to lose these things because they were never mine in the first place. And so I also think it's part of like entitlement. Like we're very taught to be entitled and conditional and like, this is mine, this is yours. But at the end of the day, it's all ours. And at the end of the day, I think if you can practice over and over and over and over again to detach yourself from as much of life as possible. And this doesn't mean that you don't get to feel or that you get to be this potato on the couch feeling nothing. This means that you get to choose to live as much as you can and to experience and to feel as much as you can, but in a way where it's not expecting outcomes or that it validates anything within you, outside of you, from you, nothing, nothing. It's just an addition. It's just an addition of joy. And I really do think it's one of those important things to focus on right now because a lot of people are scared. A lot of people are scared to lose. And it's like, well, what if you've never gained in the first place? You've gained everything and yet nothing all at once. And that's the beauty of it. That's the beauty of the human experience. So I know there's a lot of questions going around and I know there's a lot of fear and anxiety and just wondering like, what the hell is gonna happen? I hear you. I get it. I understand. But the best thing you can do for yourself right now is to make sure that you live out of love and that you don't live out of fear. And you do what you have to do to clear your thoughts, to clear out the condition, to start creating space for the new, to start re-empowering yourself, to start living from sovereignty, integrity, strength, resilience. Those are all things that are within you. Everything that you hear out of me right now, everything, whether you follow me on Instagram or other places or not, whatever you are looking to get from this, you already have it. I'm just here to remind you. I'm just your mirror. That's all I am. Just your mirror. So here's my next question for you. Can you trust yourself enough that even when you have a parent, your best friend, a partner, that whether it's conscious or not, pokes at you and makes you question yourself and where you have been, where you're at now, and where you're going? Can you trust yourself enough that when you hear or feel those triggers, that you always come back to your heart and you always know at the end of the day that you know what you're doing? This is something I had to ask myself too last couple of days, is that can I observe these triggers, these projections of other people around me and recognize that it's their triggers and projections? Can I still love them? Can I still accept them? Can I still have compassion for them? Can I see them for where they're at in their own journey right here, right now? And can I come back into my deep, deep self-trust that I had to build, by the way, and work on, so that I know that I'm exactly where I need to be and that whatever they're saying doesn't affect me. I feel like there's not a full structure to the to this episode today, but it's completely okay. I don't know why I'm sharing all of this. And honestly, if I meant to share it for a reason, I always trust that there's always something to learn here. Right, guys? It's not just me just blabbering on forever. But I think I'm just at a point now where it's like so clear to me as to what's coming and what needs to happen to start progressing as humans and where we're going in our lives and the world. And there's a lot of shit coming up to the surface. But like I said, you want to calibrate at a high frequency, because when you are in survival, when you are in fear, when you are in guilt and shame and apathy, depression, anxiety, pride, anger, desire, those are all very low. And when you're in that low state, everything feels like it's a threat. So you got to get up. You got to vibe higher, man. You got to go up there. You have to start embodying an energy frequency of courage and acceptance and forgiveness and willingness and love and unconditional love and compassion and empathy. Those are all emotions that when you embody them, your vibration in your body reflects higher. So you're no longer living out of survival. You're no longer living of just work, eat, sleep, fuck, repeat. You're now in a space where you're in flow. Everything is aligned. Everything is flowing and not forceful. Everything feels empowered. There is that space for everyone there. So this is my next question for you. My God, there's a lot of questions coming up today, but this is good because this is the best way for you to start understanding deeper truths about yourself. I asked this question last week on Instagram and I thought it was really good. If there was one thing that you thought was blocking you from being where you want to be, embodying what you want to be, doing what you want to do, whatever that is, if there was one thing that was blocking you, what would that be? First thing that comes to mind, don't even hesitate, just whatever is first coming to mind right here, right now. Say it out loud. Say it out loud. Okay. So when I posted that on Instagram, it was literally the same answers for everybody. My self-worth, judgment, fear of being judged, fear of not being good enough, fear of failure, fear, 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 self-worth, self-worth, self-worth. I have too much healing to do. I'm not there yet. How could I be doing that? Who am I to do that? Imposter syndrome. It's not possible. It's always the same things. So I want you to take that today. This is how I'm going to end our short episode today. I want you to take what you just heard, all these questions that I asked. I want you to remember them. I want you to remind yourself what came forward when I asked those questions. And I want you to journal about it. And how can you change that? So let's say you want to be an artist and you want to make your own money online somewhere, somehow you want to be freelance and you want to be self-employed and you want to make a killing and you want to be abundant and prosperous and you want to be in a state of flow of creation. And you think that you can't do it because it's not possible to be thriving as an artist. Well, write that down. Literally, it's not possible for me to be that as an artist. And I want you to rewrite it. And if that feels challenging, an example for you would be, I can be as prosperous and abundant and successful in whatever I choose to do. Because whatever I receive in terms of guidance at a soul level for me to pursue and to be curious about is for me. And I trust that. Baby girls, start empowering yourself with your own self-trust. It's here for you. And I know you may not have it the way you want it to be right now, but that's okay. Listen, like I said, we're told not to trust ourselves. You got to build that shit. So start practicing. You got to start practicing somewhere, somehow. And I just realized I said baby girl, which I know there's some guys that listen to this. So baby boy, baby girl. And that's the other thing. Can you start laughing about it a little bit more? Don't you see? This is all just a game anyways. This is why it's not healthy to be super toxically attached to things, is because it's all a game. So what would you make out of this game? What would you start creating out of pleasure and play and fun? How would you start manifesting that? Because by the way, like I keep mentioning, I'm pretty sure, I think, you are constantly manifesting. There is not a time that you are not manifesting. So even the things that you're receiving that you don't want to receive, those horrible moments, you asked for it energetically, subconsciously, spiritually, you called it in. Until you take ownership of that, you can't move forward. So take ownership, laugh it off, choose again. I hope this episode was a little bit inspiring for you in one way or many ways. There's a lot that I definitely want to share about, you know, what we kind of like uncovered during the retreat, but that those stories are not mine to share. Those are for the girls. Whether I mention their names or not, doesn't matter. It's their stories. But I know for a fact that this is going to be one of my things that I'm going to keep going. I'm not sure the next one yet because I don't know how crazier it's going to get with the whole lockdown situation. We're going to see. But I'm also not in a space right now when I'm taking on more one-on-one clients because I am full, baby, I'm full, which is incredible to say. But I'm also kind of like a little in a space of bittersweet about it because I still want to help others and you know, as many as I can. So I'm trying to find ways that would work best to help as much as I can. But you know what? Podcasts are a good way. That's a good start. So here I am doing what I'm doing. So usually I would like finish off this episode by like, if you want to work with me, contact me, blah, blah, blah. But I am not open right now for one-on-one coaching. So I do have a waiting list started that will be open for mid-December. So if you are interested to work with me, definitely still reach out. Let's chat. Let's see where you're at. And then I'll put your name in the list and we'll just go from there. Also reminding you guys that if you're looking to receive a free guided meditation, I mean, who wouldn't want to get one of those? You can leave me a review, a written review on iTunes. And if you take a screenshot of it and you send it to my email at yourexpansiveself@gmail.com, you will get the free guided meditation that is all about tuning into your infinite body awareness. So it's really good for helping you connect to your body on a deeper, much, much deeper level. And it's actually surprising how many people don't even know what that feels like or what that even means in the first place. So if you're trying to heal your relationship with your body, if you're looking to deepen your own self-love, it's a great meditation for that. In the meantime, my loves, find me on Instagram, come and follow me there. I'm definitely a big time goof. My whole point of all this stuff is to bring you a little bit more lightness and laughter into something that is so, oh, so serious. and just reminding you guys that this is all a game, right? And this doesn't mean that we can't make the most out of it. This just means that you are able to choose your level of suffering in this world. You really are. It's no matter what you're going through, it always is a choice. And if you're feeling called to sharing this podcast with your audience, friends, family, whatever it is, if you feel inspired by it, if you got something out of this, then for sure, feel free to share it. I always encourage it. I love it when you guys tag me. It's such a nice reminder that you guys like this podcast and I can keep this going, to be honest. Thank you so much for being here with me. It has been a pleasure to share my little story that has kind of made me nervous, to be honest, to share. But I knew that if it was going to help somebody, then I am more than happy to do so. I feel like that's really all I'm here for, aren't we all, to be honest? I'm wishing you guys a beautiful end of your day, whether it's morning, afternoon, or at night. And I will see you guys on the next episode. Goodbye, my loves.